Originally, they were just desert people. Tell somebody, but it's ceased now. The manna was always an indication of a wilderness, a roaming, a wandering, having just enough. And God will always see to his people that they have enough. But that's not the ultimate goal or destiny for your life. Tell somebody, we've crossed over. I declare to you again, so you don't forget, as of this day, amen, and you start projecting your faith into that and stop looking back and stop asking questions about what if and what about it? Believe a prophet, so shall you prosper. Believe in the Lord, so shall you be established. Believe his word. Believe that this is coming right from the throne of grace, that something new has begun. Something has parted ways with you. Stop looking for it. Stop expecting lack. Stop expecting persecution, defeat. It's a thing of the past now. When they crossed over, first thing was that Joshua was confronted by the Lord himself. We call it the mesosphere. I was asking the Lord for a long time. I said, Lord, how did he get all them people to march around there and not say anything? I mean, number one, Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid hands on him. And God, the Bible says, God magnified him among the people. Amen. So they had respect for his word. Amen. So when he had that encounter that night with the Lord himself, he told the people, I've encountered the Lord, the captain of the host. He goes before us. This is the instruction that he's given us. Are you hearing? So the people could hear. But the thing about the instruction was, it was like no other instruction. In Exodus 17, Joshua was told to take the mighty men of valor down into the valley and fight. And that's what they did. They fought Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the mountain. But he was down there fighting. All the battles were like that until this battle. Tell somebody, we've crossed over. That's why you have to hear. Amen. I'm telling you, God's going to tell you some stuff that don't make any sense. There was an evangelist in California. I was in some of the services. He was on radio here, as a matter of fact, for a time. And I mean, a lot of miracles. A lot of things were happening. It was in Pasadena, California. A lot of miracles were happening. People getting saved. Blind eyes opening up. I mean, he was a little in stature. And he got a little top heavy. You know, how many know God resists the proud? Amen. Amen. But he wanted, and everybody wanted the revival to keep going on. And so he said he walked in one day, you know, and the place was packed, people praising, you know, and everything going. And he walked in, and the Lord told him, go get up under the piano. You know, go get up under the piano. And I said, yeah, go get up under the piano. And so being obedient, hearing, it didn't make a lot of sense. You see, something about our senses, we are bombarded every day by the world through our senses.
Amen, amen.
You know, television is kind of slick. That's why you ever watch TV for a period of time and you're watching a certain channel, and that commercial, if you count the times that commercial comes on, when you go to bed, you're dreaming about Coca-Cola, Coke Zero. You don't even drink it, but you're dreaming about it. You understand me? Why? The world has a way of bombarding you to influence you, to make you think a certain way, subconsciously almost. Anyway, he got up under the piano, and that service, he humbled himself. Make a long story short, the spirit that had started to actually wane a bit kind of kicked back up, and they went on and on with the revival. But it was because he did that that God was able to continue to deal with him. But he had to hear. It didn't make sense. I'm not telling somebody to go get up on the piano. What I'm telling you is listen for God. And like Mary and Martha, Mary and Elizabeth, your spirit will bear witness. The babe will leap when it's God. You'll know it's God. And tell somebody right now, follow through. Obey him. What you've been waiting for, what people have been working for and not able to accomplish, a lot of time when you just listen to God, boom, it opens up right away. Years of stuff in one day can open up and unravel or be revealed to you for the purpose of God in your life. So here's some of what we encounter in the mesosphere. Now remember, there are strong seasonal variations of temperatures at a high altitude. We're moving higher. Give me 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, we've dissected that. We've exegeted that. We've talked about this verse, but let me emphasize it again. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Say it with me. Perilous times shall come. Next verse. And I just want to read the first part up. For men shall be. Why are perilous times here? Because men have become. It's Amen. Because of what men have become. Amen. It ain't even, now hear me, it ain't even because of the devil directly. Because without men, he couldn't do anything. Amen. If he didn't have vessels to work through, he couldn't manifest himself. Amen. Amen. He'd have no authority. Well, he has no authority. We have no access. That's why it says, give the devil no place. But perilous times are here because men have given themselves over to the will of the devil. And so it's created a space where perilous times now. Confusion. Demonic wisdom. Competition, strife, hatred, prejudice. Evil, you name it, it's there. Okay, let's read on. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Here's what I key on, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Having a form of godliness. Now, we're in the mesosphere where radio waves are propagated. The ionosphere where radio waves, where sounds, frequencies. One frequency that's there is what we just read. The temptation to take on a form of godliness. I go to church every Sunday. I give my tithe. But in essence, I want try yourself. Try yourself by the word. The form of godliness. The word form means It has to do with hypocrisy. It's just a form. It's not for real. It's an imitation. It is something someone does in front of other folk.
Amen. Amen. That's it.
You know, I want to present a good face here. But it's just a form of godliness. But when he says denying the power, but there's no power in it. No God, no power for godliness. See, in the mesosphere, you have to hear. Because God's going to talk to you. But there are other frequencies that want to jam. You know, someone that's slothful in their faith or in their walk with God. See, Proverbs really beats up on the slothful person. A slothful man roasts not that which he took in honey. Can you see that? You done bought some chicken and you left it out 3 days. Didn't even put it in the refrigerator. A slothful person roasts not that which he took in hunting. It talks about sloth. When our relationship with God becomes slothful, indolent. Come on, let's go back to the ABCs.
Amen.
Can I take you back to the foundation?
Prayer
life.
Amen.
Not saying prayers.
Amen.
But praying.
Amen.
Amen. I said not just offering up a prayer here and there. You take on a form of godliness. That liar on the job.
Amen.
That fornicator.
Amen.
That adulterer.
Amen.
They'll talk about the man upstairs. And how much they gave to charity. And what they do as far as giving monies away. But that's just a form of godliness. Come on, we have to search our heart. Are there pockets in your life that are hypocritical? You're a men pleaser. You do it. Not as unto the Lord, but as unto man. See, if I seek to please men, I cannot be the servant of God.
Amen.
That which is highly esteemed among man is abomination in the sight of God. Come on, we're trying our heart today. Come on, because we all want to look good. We all want people to think well of us and speak well of us. But in the process of that, are you just having a form? Or is it real? Is how real are you? What are you really listening to? Are you doing what God says? I ain't out there, you know, I don't want to offend anybody with my actions and that, but I want to be one that will do what God says, even when it's going to upset the apple cart or not rock the boat, sink the boat. Come on. And I'm not saying that God is going to put you on an assignment to sink anybody's boat. But you can't see, the fear of man is a snare. When you fear man, when you fear what man's going to say, and you will fear if you don't spend time with God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.